lot of excitement after it was announced that Hassan Sheikh Mohamud had won the election. People sort of poured out of the police academy training center where the vote was being held. And you could hear, you know, off in the distance, this gunfire that was a little shocking, but turned out to be celebratory as citizens sort of around the city just fired their weapons off, really excited about his election. The MPs that we spoke to were all very excited. I think I heard the word change mentioned about 100 times, in that people were excited that this is a candidate who's a bit of an outsider, who's not one of the incumbents, who's not really in the political system. So they saw his election as really a new step, a new direction for Somalia with the start of its new government.
So let's find out about this new Somali leader. What can you tell us about him?
He wasn't really too involved in the political circles in the last few years. He has an academic background. He founded a college or a university in Mogadishu that trains people for administrative roles. He also worked with UNICEF for a long time and also participated in a lot of reconciliation efforts sort of in the 90s and early 2000s. So he was really somebody who worked with civil society more than he did among politicians. He was elected to the new parliament, but before that, he really didn't have an official role in the government. You know, that being said, he, in 2011, founded the Somali Peace and Development Party, was one of the founding members, I should say, and became the chairman of that party. So he did enter politics at that point and is well known by people who worked with him and well respected, well regarded. But to the international community, he really is almost a complete unknown.
So what happens at this stage? Have any meetings been set up between the new president and either regional leaders or UN officials or international officials that you know of?
Yeah, he's been having meetings today with diplomats who are in town. We were meeting with a United Nations Special Representative to Somalia, Ambassador Augustine Mahiga, who was running off to his first meeting with the new president. So he's really just getting established and learning about the political and diplomatic scene. He was also meeting with members of the AU force that's been providing security in Somalia, AMISOM, to discuss the security situation and a way forward there. So he definitely has a lot on his plate, and he's also been welcomed very warmly by international community. The United States put out a statement praising the process that led to his election, and the United Nations put out a similar statement. So he's really starting off with a lot of goodwill in his favor. We'll see if he can sort of maintain that and take Somalia in a positive direction.
Gay, prior to the election, did you ever have a chance to interview him or meet with him?
I did, yeah. Last month, actually, we had a chance to speak with Mr. Mahamud for about an hour in his office. He's a really interesting guy. We were talking mostly about his political party, the Peace and Development Party, which in itself is a sort of an unusual thing in Somalia. There aren't very many political parties, only a handful of that. One of the main points he was making in founding a party was that it would be an agency or an institution that could transcend clan lines. He was saying that for too long, clan politics have really divided the country, so he wanted to promote political parties that would represent the entire nation. So he said it was a patriotic mission. That is really one of his leading platforms. And so, again, would represent a new direction for Somalia if he were able to accomplish that, to unite a very clan-divided society.